Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the 6th volume of Mishneh Berurah, beginning a brand new simon, the halachos of Tanis Tzibur, simon Tov Kuf Samach Vav. And we begin with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, the Tanis Tzibur, Omer Shleach Tzibur Anenu. On a Tanis Tzibur, we say, of course, the Chazan, when he does his Chazor Shasatz, both by Shachris and by Mincha, he says the Tvila Neinu, which is a separate bracha, the Shmon Esrei, Bein Goel Lerofe, as we've discussed already multiple times in the previous simon. And he says this is a separate bracha, the Chosem, with the conclusion, Baruch Ata Hashem. Now the Girsa that we have over here in the Mechaber is Ha'one La'amo Yisrael B'eis Tzara, which is the Girsa that the Mechaber says is appropriate. We'll see in a moment that there are other Girsos, and let's look right now in the Mishneh Berurah. First of all, he starts off in Sifkat Nalef to tell us that the reason why we have this separate bracha between Goel Yisrael and Rifa'enu is because of the Pasuk, to see if Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, Hashem is our rock and our Redeemer. And therefore, that refers to Goel Yisrael. Usamachle, in the Tehillim, right after that comes the Kapitul Yanach Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Hashem should answer us in the day of distress. A Tainus Tzibur is put in because of the distress that Klal Yisrael is in, and therefore it's appropriate that this bracha should be inserted right after the bracha of Goel Yisrael and before the next bracha, the Shmoneh Esrei Rifa'enu. The Anshei Knesset Gedola put in tremendous effort and depth into each of the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, as outlined in the Gemara, why one bracha comes before and after the other bracha in the Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore it's very appropriate that this Tefillah of Aneinu with Shem Malchus at the end, with the Chasima, is included and incorporated where it is. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'sidurim Shalanu, we have a different girsa. He says, Isa, instead of us saying, Ha'onel la'amo Yisrael b'yeis sara, we just say, Ha'oneh be'eis tzara, and he says v'cheina ikra. This is in fact the correct girsa, and the Shaar Tzion, no space. He brings down this from the Magen Avraham as well as the Vilna Gaon. In the Ber Heitev in Os Aleph, he brings down from the Taz that our sidurim also delete the words la'mo Yisrael. He says the nusach of the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Tvila says ha'oneh be'eis tzara. That's the correct girsa according to the Rambam. And that's the nusach. If you find that most sidurim today, a typical nusach Ashkenaz and a typical nusach Sfard, and that's what the Mishneh Berurah says is a chayna ikar. We continue in the Ramah. He says, "V'im shachach." If a person forgot to say anenu, so ayin la'el in sof simin kuf yutes sif dalad, where we said that you don't chose, you're not required to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei if you forgot anenu, and at what point you can still go back and say it if you haven't yet started the next bracha. Then the Mechaber continues and says, V'korin v'yichal b'shachris. We read the famous laning that we read, v'yichal Moshe, on both Shachris and Mincha of Atanas Tzibur. And this is true even ben shechol b'sheni v'chamishi ben shechol b'shara hayomim. This is true even if it falls out on a Monday or Thursday when you'd have the regular laning. So one might have thought that you should not stop the regular weekly laning that we read on a Monday and Thursday, but instead we are told that you should interrupt that and use the Vayachal laning instead of the regular Monday or Thursday laning. The nafkamina would be, if you made a mistake, we'll see this in a second. So first, we go to the Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Gimel, where he tells us, Hayinu b'chol Tanis Tzibur. This is talking about a regular Tanis Tzibur, one of the set Tanis Tzibur's that we have, where you read the special laning of a Vayachal on Monday or Thursday. However, Avol B'Tisha B'Av, that's different. That's different than Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Tavis, and Shavas B'Tamas. On Tisha B'Av, we have a special laning for Tisha B'Av. Kor Mishachos, Ki Solid Banim, V'Gomer. That's what we read. U'Maftir and B'Yirmiyah, and we don't have the Haftorah that we have at a regular Tanis Tzibur. We have a special Haftorah for Tisha B'Av, Asof Asifei. We learn this in Hilchos Tisha B'Av over there in Siftalit, in the Haggah, in the Ramah. And it's only Rak B'Mincha, only on Tisha B'Av Mincha time, do we have the regular Vayachal Leining, Domen B'Kriya, L'Shar Tanis Tzibur. That's point number one. Then the Mishneh Berurah says, Masha Kol Omrim Shuv Mecharon HaPecha, that we say, the people listening to the Leining, go and say that out loud. Derech Bakosha, as a request to HaKosh Boch. And likewise we say, V'chein Hashem Hashem Kerach V'chanam V'gomer, that those are said out loud by the listening congregation, that's not said by the Chazan and the Baal Aliyah at that time. Ha'olah L'Torah, V'chein HaChazan HaKore, the person who's getting the Aliyah, and the one who's laning, Ein Omer Osam Sukim Yom Kol. They don't say it with the rest of the Tzibur. They wait till the Tzibur is done, till they're totally done. And Rak Achakach Gishesimu HaKol, after the call is said, Shuv Mecharon HaPecho out loud, Hashem Hashem, those three out loud parts that the Tzibur says, then us kori achazon ima ola b'torah. Then the chazon and the person who's getting the aliyah should always lay it along silently, quietly with him. Then they say it. V'royal izor lashliach tzibur, it's very appropriate to remind the Shliach Tzibur, to warn him that he should wait. Yamtin actually Yisayim Ukula. He has to wait till everybody in the Tzibur finishes saying those psukim out loud. So then, V'yachakach Yatzel Lukos, and then he can continue the laning in order that they should hear the entire laning from him. Kadei Sheyishmu Kulam Mi Torah. The number of very important Dirshu footnotes over here. So number one, he says, why do we do this? What's the reasoning for laning Vayichal on a Tanis Sibur? So the Machzor Vitri brings down that this is a Yom Bakoshas Slicha V'Rachamim. This is the day that we daven and supplicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in this Parsha, Bikesh Moshe Rachamim Alam Yisrael. And therefore, it's very appropriate to read on a Tanis Sibur when we're begging Hashem to save us. Furthermore, he says, oh, Shiva Parsha Zumavur Shinis'atef Hashem Kishliach Tzibur. That God, so to say, enclosed himself in a talus like a shliach tzibur, and he showed Moshe Rabbeinu the seder of the slicha mechila the yugim umidos, and therefore it's very appropriate that we recite them on this day. That's why we lay in this. The Rosh Hashulchan brings out another reason. He says rov atanios hemachor beis hamikdash. The majority of the fasts that we have as public fasts are nebuch commemorating the destruction of the beis hamikdash, and he says in this kriya there's also a remez that Hakadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael with the ma'isa egel, and he gave us the second luchos. So too, we're asking Hakadosh Baruch Hu, please forgive our sins and restore us to the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we read by Mincha time? So in the Sefer Mat'amim HaChadosh, he brings down in the name of the Likutei HaPardes that Tfilas Mincha is well known as being an Eis Ratzon. And therefore, that's a great time for us to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help. And he brings down, of course, various sources from Yitzchak Avinu, from, of course, the famous Eliyahu Har HaKamel, from Daniel and Ezra, Meisim, where we were answered by Mincha time. What happens, he says, if the Tzibur didn't read by Shachar's time and they only read after Chatzos, they're up to the laning. So Shelus Shuvah's Dvar Yeshua brings down Ein Tzorich L'Krok Shenin. So then Yotzi doing it once, that's fine. On the other hand, the Divrei Yoh says, no, they have to lane it twice. Then he says, what about if you're reading at Mincha time, the laning in the Torah, immediately after Chatzos, before you daven Mincha, he says, that's fine as well. Although Dain Weiss, Atzal, and the Mincha Yitzchak brings down Shebashas Adchak. Only during Shas Adchak should this be done, but otherwise you should lay in it during Mincha. Mikra Din, Zman Kriya Hu Zman Achar Chatzos, so that's why Bidi Evid, you could be Yotze, but you should do it in Mincha time. Dishavu number two brings out from the Shari Ephraim that if you, by accident, read on Monday or Thursday the non-Vayichal, but you read the Parsha Shavua, so the Shari Ephraim says, so Im Niskar Bi Emsa Kriya, Ein Machzir No, so as long as you started, we don't make you go back. On the other hand, he says, Im Cholatanis B'Shayimei HaShavua, and you made a mistake, if it's a non-laning day, non-Monday or Thursday, so he brings down in the parish, on the Shari Ephraim, in the parish Shari Rachamim, he writes in the name of the Mikroi Kodesh, that then you would have to go back and interrupt the laning that you're reading, because you're reading the wrong laning, and then you'd have to go and read Vayichal, so then you'd stop it. Tisha B'Av number three brings down, if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday or a Thursday, and you by accident read the wrong parsha, the Shari Rachman says that you do go back and read Kisol Ubanim Uvnei Banim in that situation. Tisha B'Av number four brings down from the Shari Ephraim, how are we allowed to not start from the beginning of the pasuk when we say that Tzibur says Hashem Hashem Karachim V'Chanon out loud? Why don't we start from the beginning of the pasuk, and why don't we conclude the full pasuk at the end? So he brings down, Kivin Shat Tzibur Omer Mosom Baal Peh, since the Tzibur is saying it by heart, so then the dinim of Kol Psukah, the Lo Pasukah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Anan Lo Paskin Le doesn't apply. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't break it up, we normally allow to break it up, but that doesn't apply over here. Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld Zatzal, and the Shelos Tshuva's Torah Chaim brings down that the word V'nakeh is, so to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaking it up, and therefore we're allowed to break it up. Lefichach Gam Lonu Mutar L'Hafsik Shon. And he also brings down Shashliach Tzibur Mashlem Miyadis Kriyas HaPasuk B'Shlichusam, and since the Chazan is going to lane it right afterwards, that's fine. Rav Moshe finds his Asal adds in the Igros Moshe another reason. He says Nitan Koch L'Tzibur L'Hafsik B'Emsa Pasuk Zeh. The Tzibur has a different status than an individual, and they have the right to go and pause and break up the pasuk. In regards to the Yudgum Midos B'Yachidus, we've already discussed that previously, and you can look in Dershu footnote number 14 in the back on page 25 for those details which we discussed in the previous year. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalet, where he tells us Ben Shechol B'Sheni U'B'Chamishi Ayin L'Kamen in Sif Beis Bar God. The Ramah is going to discuss momentarily in Sif Beis later in the Shia today the B'Taneisim She'ein Kvum Lakol, as opposed to Shavasa B'Tamos Tzom Gedaya Sarbateves, which are set for everybody. The minhag in those Taneisim Minoginu She'ein Dochem Parshas Shavu B'Shachar there, even though you have a group of people, a minion of people that are fasting, there we read the regular laning on Monday and Thursday, and we only insert Vayichal by Mincha. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah tells us, Hagah, umavtirim b'mincha dirshu. We read, dirshu Hashem imotzo by Mincha, that's Taf Torah for Vayichal, for Tainis Tzibur by Mincha, which is an unusual thing to have a Haftorah anyway. U'b'shachris, ein maftirim chutz mitishbav. But by a regular Shachris, by a Tainis Tzibur, with the exception of Tishbav, there is no Haftorah. And the Rama adds, V'koron afilu kishuchol b'erev Shabbos. And when Asar B'tavis, for example, comes out on Erev Shabbos, which can occur, we even do the laning then by mincha time with the Haftorah. He brings down the name of the Mariel. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay tells us, V'yichal, we read by both Shachos and Mincha, V'wadin do'omer shlich tzibur anenu ben gol rofe. And likewise, we read anenu, the Chazar Sashatz, the Chazan adds the insertion of the extra bracha between Gol Yisrael and Rifa'enu. The Rambam continues and he says, "V'misanim b'rosh chodesh." If a person with the fast on Rosh Chodesh, the Bir Halacha explains in Dibra Masal v'misanim. He says, "Ayn lekamen and simin tovkuf ayin beis siv beis." Where this is discussed, and you can see this in Dishu Foot number 7 that they were explaining shafapish ein gozrim tanis al tzibur Rosh Chodesh. We don't intentionally make a fast day on Rosh Chodesh. Nevertheless, if it comes out because there's a time of Nebuch Tzara for Klai Yisrael, and they elicited a series of fasts to perform, and then it comes out that one of them turns out on a Rosh Chodesh, so then we are allowed to fast even on Rosh Chodesh and Mashlimim, the tightness on that day. So the Ramah tells us over here that if Rosh Chodesh is a fast day, so the process is, Koran Shachris Parshas Rosh Chodesh, we read the regular laning not by Yechal, but we read the regular Rosh Chodesh laning by Shachris, and at Mincha time, Vishal Tanis, we read by Yechal. He brings down the name of the Ran in and the Beis Yosef, the name of the Rokeach. Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkot and Vav, Ubedi'evet, what happens in Koro Vayichal instead? So it's adequate, and you don't have to go back and redo the laning. The Yesh Lismachal Yushami, because you rely upon the Yushami that says L'chatchila, the Sovet Af L'chatchila, Koron Vayichal, that should have been the preferred way of doing things, L'chatchila. And you can see this in the Shaar Tzion Ozayin, where he brings out to the Vilna Gaon that his Halach L'maisa opinion is like the Yushami. And therefore, Bedi'evet, certainly one can rely upon this. The issue footnote number 6 brings down that in this situation, the Kavach Chaim also says, Nirish Aravi, Yikorius Parshas Musaf Rosh Chodesh. He says, in this situation, read from Vayichal 3 aliyahs, and then he suggests the 4th aliyah should read the Rosh Chod Shechem, the last part of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Kishatzibur Gozum Tanis Al Kol Tzora Shalot Tovu Aleh and Rechmona Litzan, if there's a tragedy that could befall Klai Yisrael and the rabbis decreed that there should be a Tanis Tzibur in this situation for the Tzora to prevent it, and likewise, Zuchem Tanis Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni Sheachara Pesach V'yachara Chag, and likewise for the very common custom in those days for people to fast Beis Hei Beis on the first Monday starting in the month after Pesach, which would of course be Iyar, and in the month after Tishrei, which would of course be Cheshvan, on the first Monday of each of those 2 months, there was a custom to fast Beis Hei Beis because of the potential that during the Yom Tovim of Sukkot and Pesach, Nebuch people may have done inappropriate things. So there were fasts that were gathered for the Tzibur known as Bahab, the Beis Hei Beis fast. So on these types of fasts, either for Tzibur troubles that are befalling Klai Yisrael to prevent them, or the fast of Beis Hei Beis, Shenogim Yashkenaz Lisanos HaTzibur, which was common in Ashkenazic countries to fast on Beis Hei Beis. So the Mechaber brings down, Nogu Rishonim Lomar Shliach Tzibur Anenu Ben Gol Rofe V'Likros Vayichal, that on those fast days as well, they would insert the Anenu Tvila in the Chazaras HaShatz between Gol Yisrael and Rifa'enu, and they would also lain Vayichal. Now, the Shari Tshuva in the bracketed asterisks tells us Dibra Maskel Shatzibur Gozrim says that those that have the custom that they fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh, what we call Yom Kippur Katan, so if they wish to also say Anenu Shapi Yichol Likro, they can also add Anenu in that Chazar Sashatz if their Tzibur is fasting. Now we go to the Ramah. We alluded to this Ramah before in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, Hagah, Miyu, nowadays, the Ramah says, Im Kavu Atainis B'Shini V'Chamishi, if they did set up these Tanesim to fall out on a Monday or a Thursday, Ein Dochim Parshas Shishbo B'Shachris, then we do read the regular Monday or Thursday laning, and not the Vayichal laning. Ella, what? Korim B'Shachris B'Parsha, by Shachris you read the regular Shabbos laning for that week, and V'La Erev, and when they lane at Mincha time, Korim Vayichal. With the one exception, Bavad, Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni, except for Bahab. Bahab, which is so set in the calendar, Shemis Anan Achara Pesa Vesuko Shekorin Shachas V'Arvitz V'Yechal V'Hochinog, says in that situation, since it's so established, it's like a regular Tanis Tzibur, so to say, like a Shevasa B'Tamas or a Sarah B'Teves that's set up in the calendar, since so many people in those days used to fast, so therefore they would lay even on a Monday or a Thursday, Vayichal, by Shachris time, and the Ramah says this is the proper minog. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, Hainu ima tzibur gozru tainis. This is talking about when there was a tainis for the tzibur. Ulafuke tainisim haksuvim, as opposed to those that have been accepted by all of Klai Yisrael. So then, in that situation, afilum cholu b'sheni v'chamishi dochem parshas shavua. So, Shavos b'tamas, asar b'tevis, som g'dayu, when they come out on a Monday or Thursday, we don't read the regular laning of the week for that Monday or Thursday, but v'karin v'yichal l'kuleyam. Everybody agrees then in that situation. So we don't push aside the regular Monday or Thursday laning if it's an unusual Tanis Tzibur that's been gozer because of a Tzara, but if it's the regular Tanis Tzibur that we have, such as Shavos B'Tamas, or if it's the Beis Hei Beis in those days when it was regular, the people observed the Beis HaBeis with a large concentration of people, so then you would push aside the regular Monday, Thursday laning and lane by Yechal. Sivkot and Ches. But the Ha'u Tadir, we don't push it aside if it's not a regular scheduled fast, and it's a special, unique fast, because it's more common that the regular Monday or Thursday laning should be read. And this tainus is not considered significant enough, because it was only accepted by a community here because of the time of Tzara. However, he says, the Yerabba brings down the name of the Mabusha Yontiv, that in fact he disagrees. He says, to Paskin like the Tur, Ukadas the Rav Sar Shalom, that both of them hold the Dochen Parsha Shavu Kor Micha. If the Tzibur sets up a Tainis, then you should push aside the regular Monday, Thursday laning, if it comes out on a Monday or Thursday, and they should read Vayichal, even by Shachris. And in fact, Ella, the Mikol Makum, Kivish and Ogu came in Lashanas Amigo. The Mishbur says, nevertheless, people are not no way to do that, so we don't. But he brings down, I in the Bir Agra, the Vilna Gaon says, Shadaito Gam Kein Ladina Kamubush Yontav. He says, no, we should push aside the regular Monday, Thursday laning. Vitom Al Ramah, he's surprised that the Ramah says not to. And he says, I in Shom, look in the Bir Agra. However, Omnon Bel Yerabba, Mitzadi Lohorus Karamot, Bel Yerabba does conclude to passing like the Ramah, like we have here, Shekinim Tzob Yaguda, Bishem Rabosov, I in Shom. This is the opinion also of the Aguda, in the name of his Rabbein. And the bottom line is, we follow the Ramah. However, but if you did by accident start to read Vayichal, it's fine to continue with Vayichal and not read the regular Monday or Thursday laning. That's the conclusion of the Chofetz Chaim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes tells us, even if you may not have the Vayichal laning, nevertheless, you can still say by the Chazan, Chazor Sashatz, Anenu. Now, the Ramah said that the Bahab, the Beis HaBeis, then that does push aside the regular lading. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud, however, Lefi, that was because Shataneisim Elu Kovu, the whole Arsos, Umiyotu Osim She'en Misadim. That's because it was commonly accepted by Klal Yisrael and only in individuals that didn't do it, but most people did. As opposed to Basha'en came Bishar Gzeros Tainis Al Yudinum Yuchadis, except as opposed to when Etzibor in a particular area was having trouble, so then not everybody in Klal Yisrael accepted it, and therefore Oz Eino Dochin Parsha Sashavu Mikoach Vaychal. Then we wouldn't push aside the Parsha Shavu and read Vaychal. And he says, the same thing would apply. The Tainis Shochav Sivan. Now, there was a Tainis originally Nigzar by the Rabbeinu Tam back from the days of the Crusades, but it's more commonly understood that the Zera of Chav Sivan to be a fast day was because of the horrific tragedies that occurred to Klal Yisrael Chmelnitzki, Yimach Shemo V'Zichro, and the Gzeres Tach V'Tach, when Nebuch, so many Jewish people were killed, so they set up a fast day on Chav Sivan. So Gam Ken Yesh Likros Vayichal, because that fast day was so well established, Chav Sivan. After Shachris, even by Shachris time, if it was on a Monday or Thursday, it would get pushed aside, the regular laning, because this was accepted by Klal Yisrael to fast on Chav Sivan. Shetayin Ezehu Kavua, Min Espashit Yosef B'Yisrael, Min Sheni V'Chamishi, Diach HaPesach V'Sukkos. He brings down from the Taz and the Lechem Chamudos that this was so well accepted in Klai, so that's why you should have the same status. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes nowadays, V'nira li, it appears to me, the Chofetz Chaim says, Shayom Shatayin Shal Chav Sivan Eino Kavua Kokach. Most people don't fast today on Chav Sivan. Shemisanim Bo Rak Yechidim, only individuals, great individuals, may still fast on the Chav Sivan. Likewise, B'chein Tanis Beis HaBei, Shach HaPesach Sukkos, that most people don't fast Bahab nowadays. So therefore, this becomes Dino Kishar Tanis, and this is like a regular Nebuch Tzorah for Klai Yisrael, where the rabbis declare a fast, V'in Dochim Parshas HaShavu B'Shachris, V'lo Erev Karim Vayichal, that by Shachris you read the Monday, Thursday regular laning, and only by Mincha time, if they're fasting, do they read Vayichal. And he adds, V'imchol Chav Sivan B'Erev Shabbos, and if Chav Sivan were to fall out on a Friday, we normally don't fast on a Friday. We don't want to go into Shabbos in a hungry state. So therefore, in this situation, where the people are fasting on a Friday, just like we do by Asar B'Tavis, except by Asar B'Tavis, you have to fill the fast out to Tzeisa Kochavim, but here, by Chav Sivan, Shinoagim Shalola Hashlam Atainis, we don't go all the way to Tzeisa Kochavim, Rak, Ad Acher Shor, Shietu Mivesa Knesses. As soon as you daven Marv, so you do Kabbalah Shabbos, you daven Marv, you can go break your fast, even if it's not Tzeisa Kochavim. And he says, Sarachion, Linyan Anenu, in that situation, should you or should you not say Anenu, Echiasa, Vigam Linyan Kriyasa Torah, but Sibu Micha, do you or do you not say Anenu, and do you read Vayichal at Mincha in that situation, he'd left with that something to be looked into. Following, we just read a little bit of the Mechaber. He says, there are those that are shocked at this opinion, speaking of the first part of Sif Beis in the Mechaber. And he says, however, Varosh Yishev Kushosim, the Rav answered up all the questions that they had, Hilkoch Leminaga Rishonim Shomim. We follow this Minaga Rishonim that the Mechaber says we're passing in that way. This is a good break point, even though in the middle of the Sif, this concludes today's share.